my most respected brothers and elders, and our youth, and our mothers and sisters listening at home with the receiver. We have gathered here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala accept our sitting here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the angels surround this gathering. May Allah send His sakina, peace, tranquility upon this gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelop such a gathering with His special mercies. And may Allah make it such that Allah remembers this gathering, the gathering of the angels. And at the end of this gathering, may Allah ta'ala make that angel announce that rise in the condition that all your sins have been transformed into good deeds. We all are seeking Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. We know our condition. Each person knows his condition. And we know how we feel spiritually. Each one knows his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often we complain of suffering a spiritual ebb, as we say, a low. And we feel that hypocrisy in our hearts. And we feel sometimes distant away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we wonder why. Why aren't we gaining the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And one main reason, as mashayikh have stated, is because of gunas, vice, evil. Gunas takes a person far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah is so kind, Allah has opened the doors of tawbah, Allah has opened the doors of forgiveness, istighfar. And therefore we have gathered here to make sincere tawbah, istighfar, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To remind ourselves, to build in our hearts this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is common knowledge, nothing that we are unaware of, that this part of the year, which is known as the silly season, and I spoke about this a few jummas, I think 2 weeks ago, that many people will be traveling, and many people will be taking a break, and rightfully, a person requires to give his body some type of relaxation. However, one should never be lax with the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should not trample over the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the so-called silly season or festive season, when those who are deprived of iman, for them it is nothing that they behave like animals. They become in such a drunken stupor, they can't even differentiate between their mother and their wife and their daughter. And we know the vice and evil that takes place, especially on a New Year's night in our own city. People behave in such a terrible way. People start throwing things from the veranda, from their homes, out of the windows. People are screaming and shouting. They want to experience some type of merriment and enjoyment. When the heart becomes so far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes so hard. Allah talks about this in the Quran, various ayat of the Quran. ثُمَّ قَسَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ ثُمَّ قَسَدْ قُلُوبُكُمْ Your heart becomes hard. A heart which has become hardened because of vice and evil. And it is deprived of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is deprived of iman. Then such a person behaves and he does as he wishes. Because there is no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't bother about any commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not conscious of Allah. He doesn't believe in Allah. So for him, dunya is a paradise. But for the believer, dunya is not a paradise. Dunya is a prison. It is a sijn. A prisoner is bound. He's restricted. He cannot do as he pleases. There are prohibitions upon him. He's locked up in a cell. His movements are restricted. His wants, his desires are restricted. And he has to be remaining in that condition for a period of time. But after some time, he is released. In a similar way, a believer in this dunya, he is like in a prison cell. There are commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are do's and don'ts of sharia. He cannot just follow his whims and fancies. He has to obey Allah, he has to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a day before, when he will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of hisab, kitab, reckoning. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. So that person who has this consciousness, he has this fear that one day I have to account for my sins before my Allah. And there'll be no person between me and Allah. No assistance whatsoever. There'll be no interpreter. Like in the dunya you have in a court, a person has an interpreter, he has a lawyer, he has an advocate fighting his case. On the day of Qiyamah, nobody fighting your case for you. You're standing alone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانُ. Rasulullah mentioned it very clearly. That every person standing before Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when he has this consciousness, this fear, then he will not become in this drunken stupor of ghaflat, of negligence, heedlessness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's aware, he's conscious, Allah is watching me. And therefore I cannot go into those environments where the music is blaring. And people are dancing, people are drunk, and people are popping drugs, and people are going crazy. People are swearing, people are using abusive language. People are fighting, quarreling. These beer cans that are being opened and alcohol bottles are thrown everywhere. Who cares to make such a mess of the streets of that night? Who cares about the poor workers who will come the next day and they have to tidy up and clean up the whole city? Does anybody bother about those people? No, but everybody is, there's some type of freedom that everybody enjoys. A believer is not like that. A believer fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He restrains his nafs. He will not allow his ears to deliberately listen to that music. If he's passing by and the music is blaring, he'll thrust his fingers in his ears. He'll close the ears of his heart. He will lower his gaze. He will not look at this woman who was so scantily dressed. It is as though it is accepted in society to be dressed in that manner. And any person who is fully garbed and wearing hijab, that person is now regarded as an alien. And this is the time when shaitan hardly has to do any work to mislead people. Because every person seems to be in this state of freedom, enjoyment, merrymaking. And nafs gets the ghalba over the person. Nafs overpowers the person. So shaitan doesn't have to do much an effort to mislead the person. Respected brothers and elders, especially our youth, we know what happens on the New Year's night. And even if you have a program, unfortunately, so many youth are already gone into the beach area. So many are gone to such dens, such places of vice and evil. The night goes past, and there's only ghaflat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people can lose the iman of that one night? This is not for us to celebrate. We are believers. Allah has given us iman. We make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless all those who have not got iman. May Allah bless them with iman. May Allah give them hidayat. May Allah give them guidance. If a person just ponders and reflects, his logic, his akal will tell him that this type of conduct and behavior is not something that is accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be on special guard. So I make a humble appeal to all our youngsters, all our youth. This message must go far and wide. That for the sake of Allah, protect your iman, protect your deen. You have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Rasulullah made such sacrifices for you and I. Allah has been so kind to us. Allah has given us such happiness, such comfort, such enjoyment, such freedom of our deen in this country. Allah has given us rosies, sustenance. Think of the children in Aleppo. Think of the people in Syria. They've got nothing. They've got no food whatsoever. They've got a little tent pitched up for them. And so many of them have to sleep in the tent. Just a cup of soup, that's the meal for the day. They've got no guarantee what they're going to see the next day. And they've been walking for miles and miles. And it's absolutely cold. It's bitter winter. We are sitting in an air-conditioned masjid. We are sitting in such luxury, such comfort. Think of the time when you are perpetrating the guna. That Allah is watching me. Allah has been so kind. Allah has provided for me everything. And still I'm going to be disobedient to my Allah. So believer, even if he's got a weak iman like ourselves, or like myself, we have to strengthen this iman. And by making the dhikr of Allah, dhikrullah makes a person come closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if you are going with the family anyway, do not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, our 5 times salat should be read. And our tilawat, our dhikr, our dua, our nawafil. Stay away from all those places where shaitan will take us away, far from the deen. Shaitan will snatch away our iman. Let us become such role models and such people who influence the youngsters towards good, towards righteousness. We have youngsters at home, we have young sons, nephews, we have family people, we have friends, we have neighbors, we have youth in our amidst us. Let us show them that love and affection with kind words. Try and encourage them not to go out on the New Year's Eve, especially on the New Year's Eve, not to go to the beachfront areas and all those areas where they will get caught up into the quagmire of sin and evil. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat, and especially our young brothers and young sisters. So many a young girl, so many a young girl. On a New Year's night, the parent allows her to go out. Wallah, she has lost her izzat. How many become pregnant on that night? And when it is too late, then they go to this mufti and that mufti and ask if abortion is permissible. How many a good youngster, innocent, he just got caught up with friends on that night and he took drugs, he became an addict. His whole life became miserable. May Allah Ta'ala protect me, protect my family, protect our musallis, protect our friends, our relatives, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever we are, remember we are Muslims. We are believers. We have iman in our heart. We have some special noor in our heart. We must attract the non-Muslims to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must become a means of them connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not the other way around. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. When we say la ilaha illallah, then we say la to all the filth that has gathered and accumulated in our hearts. The ghaflat that has come into our hearts. The anger, the pride, the jealousy, the love for dunya, the love for fame. We say la to all those things, and we say illallah, we fill our hearts with the ma'rifat of Allah, the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the name of Allah ta'ala with love, with sweetness. There's such sweetness in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder over the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala being so kind, Allah being so generous, Allah has provided for us so many ni'mat and bounties, we cannot even count those bounties. Recite Durood Sharif.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. ilaha illallah. La 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 ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان يا منان، يا بديع السماوات والأرض. Ya Allah, hamari gunahon ko maaf farma, hamari khataon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, make us to dhakireen and shakireen, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the mountains of sins on our head, my Allah. Remove it completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make us become nek and salih and pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, give our hearts taqwa, my Allah. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. يا الله purify and cleanse our hearts, may Allah purify our lives, may Allah. يا الله grant us حياة طيبة. يا الله, يا الله, how long are we going to disobey you, may Allah. يا الله, we eat all that you have provided for us. يا الله, we enjoy all the ni'mas that you have given us. يا الله, you have given us so much we can't even enumerate those bounties, may Allah. Ya Allah, we making shukr to you for giving us iman, may Allah. Making us in the ummat of Rasulullah, giving us such comfort in this dunya, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for disobeying you, may Allah. Forgive us of living lives of ghaflat and negligence, may Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become weak. Our iman has become weak. Ya Allah, we don't even enjoy anymore, may Allah, our ibadat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, may Allah. Ya Allah, bring us close again to you, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us your qurb, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us your qurb and muhabbat, may Allah. Fill our hearts with the ishq and muhabbat, may Allah. The ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive us for all the sins we have committed, may Allah. Every major sin, minor sin. Sins we did knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, whether we committed those sins, ya Allah, in our workplaces, may Allah. In our colleges, our varsities, our madrasas, may Allah. Ya Allah, wherever we committed the sins, ya Allah, whether we were on holiday or abroad, or whether we were at home, may Allah. Ya Allah, you were watching us, may Allah. Ya Allah, you do not expose us, may Allah. You did not humiliate and embarrass us, may Allah. Ya Allah, cover our sins, cover our faults, may Allah. Ya Allah, remove our sins, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, may Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, may Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, may Allah. Remove, ya Allah, all those who have got deaths on their heads, ya Allah, remove those deaths and qarz that they have, may Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimari hai unko shifa ata farma. So many people, young and old, may Allah, they've got different type of sicknesses, may Allah. You are a shafi, shifa is in your hands, ya Allah. Grant them, each one of them, complete shifa, may Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatu firdaus. Grant their family sabri jameel, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman, ya Allah. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman, may Allah. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikiram, ya Allah. In the company of your friends, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Bari in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sifarish, the intercession of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us the holy kothur water from his mubarak hands, may Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, may Allah. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, ya Allah. Our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, may Allah. Our friends, ya Allah. Our relatives, our musallis, mutaliqeen, our mashayikh. All those who have gathered here tonight, may Allah. All those who are listening to the program, may Allah. Our mothers and sisters, may Allah. Forgive all of us completely, may Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of Qabr, from the azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, in these days, ya Allah, Ya Allah, when everybody else is making, Ya Allah, enjoying themselves, Ya Allah, in a very festive mood, my Allah. Ya Allah, when there be so much of gunas taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Don't make us slip into sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hifazat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us. Protect our youth, especially, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from haram. Ya Allah, only you can give them himmat and courage, my Allah. Ya Allah, perhaps they have made plans to go out on that night, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them hidayat, my Allah. Change the conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them such, Ya Allah, that they have true iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, and they refrain from going out and doing any haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as, Ya Allah, grant them, Ya Allah, the best of dunya, best of akhirat, fulfill each person's jais murad, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different types of hajat and needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's needs, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, Ya Allah. Especially the Ummah of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot bear seeing our Muslim brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in that condition, my Allah. They've got no homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, the villages are being bombarded, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's only ruins that we can see, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children, they have lost their parents, they are yatim, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're going to different people's hands, my Allah. Young babies are crying, my Allah, out of hunger, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no food, my Allah. They've got no milk to drink, they've got no water, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've hardly got any clothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, my Allah. Help them, change the conditions, my Allah. Perhaps some masoom child sitting here tonight, my Allah. Some sincere person, Ya Allah, who has reached his hands. Maybe a sister listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, have raham on our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Whichever part of the world they are suffering, Ya Allah. Remove the difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become so helpless, my Allah. Ya Allah, you change the condition. Bring aman and aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the hifazat, my Allah. Ya Allah, our sisters' lives are at stake, my Allah. Ya Allah, the izzat is going away, my Allah. They are being raped daily, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove them, Ya Allah, from the clutches of the enemies, my Allah. You wipe out the enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them. Allahumma shattid shamlahum. Allahumma mazziq jam'ahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Ya Allah, send your special mercy upon them, upon the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah. That nusrat, that madad you send in time of Badr, Ya Allah. Send that type of a nusrat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us come back to Quran and Sunnah, my Allah. Make the Sunnah of Rasul come into our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين